Delta DEI chief, airline uses PAC dollars to support woke legislation. By Olivia Rondo on August 9, 2024. The Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion DEI officer at Delta Airlines has been pushing gender-neutral language, attempting to do away with colloquialisms like ladies and gentlemen and trying to influence politics with far-left ideology. Kira Lynn Johnson, the airline's chief diversity, equity, inclusion, and social impact officer, has been driving woke ideology into the company's core over the last few years, a Fox Business analysis revealed. So, we're beginning to take a hard look at things like our gatehouse announcements. You know, we welcome ladies and gentlemen, and we've asked ourselves, is that as gender inclusive as we want to be? Johnson said at the Georgia Tech Scheller College of Business's annual DEI panel in February 2021. You know, we're looking at some legacy language that exists in some of our employee manuals, she continued. And getting to the root of the way some things are described and saying, does that actually send a message of inclusivity? Johnson also emphasized the importance of Delta being an anti-racist company. To really come out and say, as an organization, that we are an anti-racist company was really important to us, the DEI chief said. We are going to actively seek diversity. We're also talking about how we're going to boldly pursue equity. And we're talking about the steps we're taking to consciously promote inclusion. So, we realize, like many of you have, that it's not enough just to say, we aren't racist but to say that you're anti-racist, Johnson added. A guide that the Atlanta, Georgia-based airline released in December 2020 instructed workers to refrain from using terms that imply there are only two genders. Use gender-neutral language and pronouns. Do not use language that suggests a gender binary. Male-female, the Delta guide, which Fox Business obtained, stated. Johnson is also trying to push DEI legislation with PAC dollars, she told the airline tariff publishing company, EPCO, in 2021. The next thing we said is we were just going to flat-out address inequity, the DEI chief said. And when we say we're boldly pursuing equity, that's what we mean. So, we were going to lend our voice and our brand to things that support justice and equity. We're going to look at where we spend our PAC dollars. We're going to look at what legislation we should support. An airline representative confirmed to the outlet that the company does encourage its employees to consider diversity when speaking with customers. Delta encourages our people to use language that is inclusive of everyone, as our global customer base includes a broad range of diversity and cultural backgrounds, identity, and experiences, the spokesperson said. Delta is demonstrating an authentic commitment to being a workplace where all people can thrive and where we reflect the rich humanity of the customers and communities we serve across the globe, the company added.